Welcome, I'm James Sturdivant. Today, at a very high level, we're going to cover a variety of features Visual Studio 2015 Community Edition has to offer. We will be introduced to the Tools window, Options, the Solution Explorer, and much more. We won't be able to go into detail on any of the items specifically, as we will cover each of them in detail in later videos. On that note, be sure to let me know which features you want to see covered in the comments. By the end of this video, you should feel comfortable with the layout of Visual Studio and know where to find features. Let's get started in the toolbar. Here you'll find the familiar file dialog. You'll be able to create new projects and open existing ones. You can also see recent files you may have had open, and finally, recent projects and solutions. We will open a sample ASP.NET website. When it's open, you'll see the Solution Explorer pop open and the projects load. We'll go into more detail in the Solution Explorer later. Next up is the Edit dropdown. Not much here but copy and paste, which we should always use the keyboard shortcuts for anyways. The View dropdown has lots of great options. Among them are tool windows like the Solution Explorer and the Server Explorer. You will also have more advanced windows like the Call Stack and the Object Viewer. Don't worry about what these windows do right now. We will cover them in more detail in another video. When you are looking for a specific window, head on down to the other windows. There are a ton of additional windows available here. In the project dropdown, of note are the project dependencies and build order. You'll find these useful when you have many projects in your solution. The build dropdown gives you the ability to build and clean the solution. If you select an individual project, you'll get the option to build just that project. Here, you can also set the configurations of projects in your solution. This is going to help you optimize your build process. The debug is one of the greatest features that Visual Studio has to offer. There are so many options here that we will cover in detail later. What you need to know is that you start your applications by clicking the Start Debug button. This was also where the profiler lives, to help you find tough spots in your code. There are some features in the Team dropdown that require VSO. We're going to skip that for today. In the Tools menu, you'll want to take note of NuGet Package Manager and Extensions. This is where things get fun because you can start to customize your experience inside Visual Studio with custom-built extensions. The wild world of Visual Studio options is also available here. The Test window lets you run, manage, and view all the tests in a solution. Web Essentials is an extension I recommend checking out, but we're going to skip that again today. Analyze gives you the ability to get code metrics to help gauge the complexity of your project, such as the maintainability index, cyclomatic complexity, and the lines of code. The window dropdown gives you the ability to save Windows layouts. And finally, the Help menu has a hidden gem of sample applications, one of which we're using today. We're going to breeze through some of the other features available. You can get updates using the flag at the top of Visual Studio. And the smiley lets you send feedback to the team. If you like something, make sure you send them some smileys. The quick launch is a fantastic way to get to settings quickly, such as keyboard shortcuts. Here you can also see that we have a lot of shortcuts and a lot of options. And finally, you can see your Visual Studio profile and add new ones, allowing you to have a personal and professional accounts without having to sign out. That's a new feature in Visual Studio 2015. A quick tour of the Solution Explorer shows you how you can have multiple projects and some of the options you have, such as showing all the files available. The Team Explorer is actually where you'll interact with the source controls, such as Git. You can see changes and see any files that you're tracking. Next, I want to show you some of the tool windows that we have briefly covered in the View dropdown. Here you'll see the Toolbox, which is useful in WPF and WinForm applications. Next is the Server Explorer, where you can access your Azure assets and data connections, such as SQL Server. The SQL Server Explorer gives you some great access to SQL right inside Visual Studio. And finally, the Test Explorer is where you can view all the test projects in the project, including running and seeing the results. The last part I want to show you is some of my favorite tool windows that I always have open. The Error List, Output, and Package Manager are all must-haves. I will cover them in more detail later. The task list lets you keep track of your to-dos. The task runner is a new feature, and bookmarks allows you to keep track of where you're at. And that completes our whirlwind tour of Visual Studio. As you can see, there's so much goodness here for you to leverage, and we haven't even barely scratched the surface. Through the video series, you'll become a Visual Studio Master. So please check back for the next video in the series where we'll cover how to get started creating your own project from scratch. Leave any comments or feedback, especially around topics you want to see. Happy coding!